This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is no shortage of takes and thoughts and analysis of the Trump-Kim Jong-un summit that wrapped up in the wee small hours of this morning U.S. time. But really for us, this, the president at a post-summit press conference was pretty much everything.
As an example, they have great beaches. You see that whenever they're exploding their cannons into the ocean, right? I said, boy, look at that. Wouldn't that make a great condo behind? And I explained, I said, you know, instead of doing that, you could have the best hotels in the world right there.
So the president dangling economic development as one of the incentives to get Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons leads us to get Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to look at what we know about the North Korean economy.
If you go to North Korea, there are a few things you're going to notice real quick.
Things are very divided.
Jean Lee is director of the Korea program at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
Foreigners and tourists are treated very well. They stay in very nice hotels where they have electricity and running water. They can only eat at certain restaurants.
She's lived in Pyongyang and has been traveling there for a decade.
They create an illusion of normalcy that foreigners see when they're traveling there.
North Korea hasn't released detailed economic data in decades, but the UN reports that GDP per capita is about $665 US. That's less than Haiti's.
But how their economy actually operates is very different and is kept very much under wraps.
In the real North Korea, the country's currency, the won, is not the only one used. There are Chinese RMB and even U.S. dollars.
The country is very dollarized and there's an active black market.
Steve Henke is a professor at Johns Hopkins University. He says sometime after 2011, Kim Jong-un made the decision to peg his currency to the U.S. dollar. That brought inflation in North Korea down from 926% back in 2010 to just a couple percent today.
The other thing is that he's let the economy kind of spontaneously privatize itself. It kind of looked the other way while the underground private sector has developed.
That may be one of the most defining things about the North Korean economy. The fact there are two of them, the state-run economy, where the state employs people and sends everyone official rations, and the underground economy. This has led to some quirks.
There are two prices for everything. There's the state price, and then there's the market price. And they can vary hugely.
Bill Brown is an adjunct professor at Georgetown. He says wages also vary widely, depending on what part of the economy you're in.
A wage of a textile worker in a state-owned enterprise in Pyongyang, there's some big ones, they get paid maybe 3,000 won per month, right? Well, the lady's sister might work in a Chinese-affiliated factory in North Korea, and she can earn 300,000 won. Just a very destabilizing, inefficient system.
The Wilson Center's Jean Lee says Kim Jong-un wants his economy to develop further.
Keeping his people happy will be part of his success.
That, she adds, will depend a great deal on not just what the U.S. does, but also on South Korea, which was not part of the Singapore summit. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.